literally start immediately.
A wee moment.
I can start immediately.
A wee moment.
How you like that, dude?
A wee moment.
We on, baby.
It's a hell of a sport, dude.
It is.
It's really good. I've made, my dad coaches fucking girls basketball, and I make fun of him constantly. I'm like, girls basketball sucks. And he's like, well, they, you know what, Shane? They listen to coaches. That's what I like. I'm like, why can't you coach guys? Just coach guys, you fucking weirdo.
What did he say?
He's like, well, I'm fucking, I'd end up hitting him. He's like, I'd fight him.
Tell him to be careful, dude. He might get caught up, dude.
Probably.
If he made it this far, he probably won't.
True. But now when you start to get in the geezer years, that's when you start to really just let loose and be like, that girl's hot. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, he might be grandfathered into fucking, like, get down out there, butt slaps the girls' basketball. I don't think you can't do it. No butt slaps.
Fuck no.
Okay.
If a volunteer high school coach patted a girl on the butt? Oh, my God.
I told you about the basketball
coach. The game would stop.
Oh, dude, the ref would tee him up.
If somebody saw it, the whole crowd would be like, whoa.
The ref would be like, timeout, high five. Yeah, that's a... I had a guy come to recently I was talking to who just started like teaching in high school again. And he was like, he started talking about, he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm like, how's the gig? He's like, it's not bad. He was just like, I'm just trying not to stare at butts all day. And I was like, say what? And he was like, bro.
He's being honest
and I can appreciate it, but he like, I was like, yeah, that must be weird. He's like, nah, dude, you don't understand. I'm like, nah. All right, this is where we need to fucking shift gears on this. Like, yeah. I get it. We can't talk about this. He's
for
like,
real.
He's like, I don't know who's a teacher and who's a student. That's the thing. He's like, some of these girls. I'm like, dude, okay. Like, yeah, you should probably tap out of teaching. Go back to whatever the fuck you're
like,
doing.
Yo, I know you've been dying to tell someone this, and I look like the type of guy that would keep this secret.
I look like the oracle of this information, but I'm like, bro, that's something at least the guy is being honest to be like, yo, they're so hot. But if you're like fucking all day long, like biting on a finger, like, God damn, it's like, all right, bro, go find another fucking job.
Yeah, you can't work there.
No.
I couldn't.
I specifically, my mom has this in my head that she wants me to be a teacher. And I'm like, I couldn't be in high school, man. Like, I'd go teach in like a prison or something. But
yeah,
I'd like,
you could fuck those guys.
I'd fuck them. But I don't, I just can't, I wouldn't be able to be around 17-year-old girls. Like, yeah. I, even on like a level of like.
Oh, you mean the hottest girls on the planet?
17, 18-year-old girls. I would just bowing out of that, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, nope. Don't try. Like, dude. When I remember I talked about that Lyft driver I had who was super hot.
Yeah,
and
wanted to suck on her fingers.
Wanted to suck her fingers, dude. That's all I could think about when she was like moving her hands. But like, I made an explicit effort while we were driving to be like, I'm not going to steer the conversation at all towards like whatever that is that people do, like dudes do to talk to girls like that's geared towards fucking them. I made it, and it was an effort the whole time. And then still, I think I said it when she dropped me off. There was a house next to mine. It was a boarded up house next to another house, and then my house, which, you know, looked nice, but she went a little too far. And the whole time I'd done so good, and I was like, oh, no, I'm right, that's my house right there. And I was
mine's
like,
a nice one.
I just couldn't let this chick believe I lived next to a boarded up house. And you put me in, and that's just like, you know, there's a shit going beneath the surface all day, and you're like, these girls come to you with problems, and you're like trying to be respectful, and you don't even think on a subconscious level you might be getting a little weird. I had a guy,
yeah, you definitely get weird.
I had a dude tell me this, dude. It was a guy who does like guidance counseling. He was just like, I just wasn't treating girls the same as I would treat the guys. Like, the girls would come in with the same disciplinary shit. And I'm like, ah, you're all right. Da, da, da. And he's like, he was honest. This was a different guy. He was like, maybe I'm attracted to them. And dude, the people in the seminar thing were like, yo, bro. And I was sitting there just like, bro, chill, yeah, bro, chill.
Yeah, shut up. But yeah, for sure.
Dude. Shut up, bro. You're getting me hard, dude.
Sure,
you're getting me hard, dude.
Yo, and they also get sucked into being like, oh, she's so cool. Like, yeah, they get sucked into like the hierarchy of like,
The popular girl.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Stacey's so fucking cool, dude. I'd love for her to talk to me.
It's so funny thinking about like a 45-year-old guidance counselor watching girls walk through the hall, like, there she goes.
And then like the quarterback comes through and he's like, Brad's so fucking cool. Dude,
he just finds himself naked in the shower with the football team, like, how did I get here, dude? What's up, guys? How you doing?
Dude, that
good lift.
I can't even imagine.
Look, man, like I said, I'm tapping. Maybe when I'm 60, I could do something like that.
Yeah.
My T's still too high, dude. That's the thing of low T.
People will listen to this and be like, I can't even imagine being a guy that would be like, that would look down upon someone being like, dude, high school chicks are hot as fuck. Like, there's no way I could work there.
Oh, no, exactly. If you're like, it's fucked up, it's like, do you, low T, go ahead. You know, it's like, bro, if
go
I had
ahead,
your,
little T,
if I had your little balls, I could go do it too. But mine are fucking working double time, dude. I can't help the fact that what's hot is hot to me. I have so much tea. I'd see some of those teenage boys and be like, I'll fuck them, dude.
Dude, there's hot boys running around.
I have the balls of like a Roman senator, dude. I was like,
bring him to me. Charles, place I'd like to see you after class.
Place cock in ass.
Dude, how
you ever
many
see Spartacus? No. This guy's like fucking his body slave and he has male body slaves and he's trying to fuck this lady and he's like, Bolsinovus, place cock in ass. And this guy says, like, slaves, like, Jesus Christ. Comes yeah. fucking him in the ass. He's like, oh.
Dude, imagine. Yeah, that's. Can't even.
Go back to the times when your porn was the people you owned. You're like, I wonder what happened in the porn world today. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm the executive producer and star of this show. And you're like, let's go, baby. We're doing this and that. It's fucking wild, dude.
Imagine how many of those teachers jerk off to after school porn. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, my God.
If I was a teacher, oh. I would be jerking off to teacher porn all day.
Dude, my thing is that, so you have these Roman senators were getting, like, place cock in ass, and then we've just evolved from them. So you don't think we got a little fucking, to think that we're like, nah, dude, we're totally, like, no, we put a better, we got the fucking, the cork more firmly in the bottle. But, dude, deep down on some level, when the fucking pretty girl raises her hand, you're like, yes, Lindsay, yes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, Lindsay. Karen, shut up. Karen, you're always talking. Shut up. I hate you. You're so fat and ugly. Stacy, go. Oh, good Lord. I went to Catholic school, too. Those fucking...
Oh, my
those
God.
Those uniforms, dude. I would
so
die.
Hot.
I would die. Oh. And then... All right, so here's another fucking horrendous thought. This is all... At least we'll definitely never have a teaching career after this.
Sure.
For sure. I'll never be okay. a teacher after this episode. But... So you're a 25-year-old high school teacher.
Yeah.
You see some hot. You could tell a freshman's going to be hot someday.
For sure.
She's bordering.
For sure.
Sophomore year, she's getting a little hotter. She comes back junior, senior year, full
oh,
fucking
my
tits.
God, dude.
Think of that summer tit progression. Where, like, the last time you saw her, then the next time you see her, she's got giant tits. And you're like, hey, you developed.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're as a dude, you're going to be nervous around fat titties no matter where they are, who has them. So, like, all of a sudden, you're like, you know, help me out in hours after the lab. And all of a sudden, she has fat titties the next year. And you're like, we can't be alone together anymore. I just need you to understand
legally,
this.
We can't close this door.
Yeah, like, open all the windows, open the door, full tripod. And I was like, oh. Yeah,
those
man.
Those guys are saints now that I think about it.
God bless them, dude. Or... are they fucking dudes figuratively living above Waffle House, dude? Are they saints? Or are they just like, I don't know. I just, something always called me to be a teacher and work with like teens and stuff. I don't know what it is. It's like, I'm not saying.
I mean, yeah, dude, everybody has that vocation.
Yeah,
I'm called to that now, dude. I wish I was working with teens.
I mean, dude, you just got to be careful not to find yourself on fucking Perv Air, dude. You're chained next to Lily. That's the Con Air is just fucking all high school teachers, Louis, Cosby.
Yeah, Louis's like, we gotta get out of here. It's amazing.
I'm in a seat and I'm just flying through the sky.
It's amazing.
God damn.
You got to go, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
We ripped her.
All right, dog.
We tore her open and ripped her.
We fucking ripped open this team.
We got down. We made it through the election and got to the important shit.
Dude, we got through all the political dumb bullshit. We got to how hot high school kids are.
I mean,
dude, imagine being a science teacher in a lab. Big titted fucking kid comes in and be like, can you? The whole time I'd be staring at that fucking, those buttons. Just be like, I would rip those apart.
You know when a girl's wearing a dress and like she moves a certain way and you see the shape of her ass against the dress and you're like, oh, she's got some ass in there. The girl's fucking beaker spills out of control and she grips a beaker, two hand grips it. You pop behind her, you're like, Stacy, back away. Wait, actually, hold on. Move.
Oh. Dude, that's why those fucking
nuns. Or
they're
teasing you and they're like sending you the. Dude.
They definitely would tease you.
Yes.
They know.
Yeah, dude.
And you're the fucking authority figure. Those fucking teens would love to fuck you.
Yeah, or like you're like, yeah, you're the hot, cool, young, you're like Mr. Hunter dude in there, and you're like, another cool thing about books, and they're like, oh my God, he's so smart. Then some kid comes, actually come after class, and you're like, I let Billy Sumpter hump me behind the hat in my house, and you're like, oh, okay, what up? Yeah, yeah. I mean, how long did he last? I'm just saying, a lot of kids pop quick.
A lot of these kids pop pretty quick.
It'd be interesting because a lot of the lovers you have right now aren't really technically the best, but you know, an older man.
Once you mature. Oh my God.
Dude. Or they're like, Billy broke up with me behind the reason. You're like, you don't know how beautiful you are. You need a man. One day you'll have a man that'll cherish you for the beautiful woman that you are.
I'm also going through a divorce right now.
It's funny, my wife don't want to have sex with me either. They kind of relate.
I shouldn't be telling you this, but...
I shouldn't be in the guidance council room right now.
I trust you. You and me have something special, Stacey.
You can text me anytime you want.
Oh my God.
How does this outfit look? And you're just like...
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to that's my whole thing with politics, and this is what I was trying to explain to my mom. I'm not into the veneer of politics and like how people put themselves off to be. I'm into the animal instincts that drive people against it. They don't even want to acknowledge. I'm into that stuff. So I don't care about voting, dude. Yeah. I'd like to watch people and look around and see what's really going on.
I did teach at a kid's school though. Did and you? Had zero issue at all. Like so much so that one of the kids when I was leaving Spain gave me her email address. And was like, we can FaceTime. Mm-hmm. It was like a third or fourth grader.
That's totally different.
And I was
bro.
Like, yeah, of course. Like, totally I didn't even think about it. And another teacher came up to me and was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Don't take someone's fucking info like that, you weirdo.
That's not that third, but that's the thing. That's not your Jones, dude.
Oh, of course. A 17-year-old
was FaceTiming me, dude. Like, being like, hey, how you doing? I'd be like,
I'm just alone right now.
I'd just pop up from doing push-ups. I know she's about to call. I'm like, oh, nothing much. Just fucking, what's going on? How's college going? You know, I heard you're a senior this year. How's the transition from freshman year of college?
Oh.
Yeah, man. That'd be another thing, too, running into your ex-students. 19. Stacy doesn't go to college. She buzzes around town. Bates a fucking pill
she
dealer.
She works at the Waffle House. That's why that guy's living upstairs. That was Stacy's lab teacher. He's upstairs watching her.
I always love you, Stacy, ever since the fifth grade. You got a spot for me.
Oh, my God, dude. I never even thought about a teacher watching a girl develop from freshman to senior year. That's so disgusting.
That's so gross, dude.
Oh my God.
Especially like the health teacher who like has to think about like sex and physiognomy, and he's just like, and then he's telling freshman, he eventually sees him get hot, and he's like, can we talk about sex again? Can I give you guys a talk?
Dude.
Imagine the guy talking to kids about sex.
We had a girl. We had a lady.
We had a lady too.
And we know how that went.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
She was texting people. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Air
her out, dude.
Fuck that. Nah. She's a good girl.
That's a fine line when the sexes flip. Is it predator or dreamweaver?
Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver. Yeah.
That's why nuns went around Catholic school and were fucking measuring skirt lengths. You know what I mean? They're like, pull your fucking skirt down. Dude.
You have no idea.
You have no idea what you're doing to these guys.
That's true.
You have no idea. Everyone's like, these teachers are trying to control us. It's like, nah, dude, they're trying to save you from almost guaranteed rape. Don't fucking lift that skirt up. That's like, dude, in public schools where girls can dress however they want.
Yeah.
Whew.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
And you can't be like, don't wear that. Because it's like, what, do you have a problem with it, you weirdo?
Well, there are like immodesty rules, but now with like, you know, the more widely accepted things of feminism now, yeah, girl can be like, stop slut shaming. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine working in high school and girls don't wear bras.
Letter of resignation, dude. It's for day one. I'd be like, Prince.
Handing my gun and my badge right away.
Prince Paul, dude. I can't talk about rocks and shit anymore to these hot ass kids.
Yeah, I can't try to explain volcanoes to these incredibly hot kids, dude. With titties.
If I see titties, my eyes can catch that from like 50 feet away. If I see like titties popping out of a t-shirt, I'm like, man, I can't do that. I was laughing the other day about how like even with like young kid pop stars and like that's a form of like ritual sacrifice. We take a hot young girl and just give all her the attention to her and just watch them slowly lose their minds.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we're like, next, Ariana Grande, get on, you're on.
Next,
like,
she's
so fucking hot. Oh, she broke up. Oh, her boyfriend died. She's done. Who's next? It's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is a good episode for us to release.
This is great.
It is hilarious,
this
dude.
This is great.
It is hilarious. And like I was watching, I told you when I watched Sicario 2, there's like a hot kid in it.
Really?
There's like a girl that gets kidnapped. She's like a cartel leader's daughter.
And she's super hot.
She's like fucking like 16 or 15 when they filmed it.
Goddamn.
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah. That's fucking wild. I'm telling you, man. It's like
there's hot kids among us, dude, and you gotta fight to get off that plane, dude. You can't get on that plane.
Britney, Christina Aguilera, all those guys. Think about that gatekeeper process they went through of dudes being like, I'll back that. Some girls like, dim, dim, dim. You're like, yeah, I'll back that. That sounds good. Fucking, it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Same with fucking little boy bands, dude. You don't think they paid the fucking piper? Someone
passing they through. Paid that toll, dude. Yeah, dude. There's some bridge trolls, dude. They had to fucking cross those bridges. There's some hot boy bands, too.
Yeah, man.
If you're into boys, that's a hot bunch of boys.
Yeah. Think about managing one of those. But I'm going to dress you up like this. You're going to wear this. You're going to wear that. I'll pay you $50 and let me blow you.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you want to wrap this one up?
Let's get out of here, dude.
Yeah, this is...
Let's get out of this wormhole.
Eventually, the only way this goes is one of us says something too far. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going on your mother-in-law's TV in a second, but just that's just like, that reminds me of like geezer talk. Like my dad will just guess names. he doesn't know your name. He still can't figure out your name. He's like, you're still down there with that Chris McCusker, McCluskey. But I was on the phone with him today and he was talking about his basketball team lost first round in the state playoffs. They scored 4 points at half. At halftime, it was 13-4 at half.
That stings.
He was like, we held them to, I think, 3 points in the second half and got outscored.
So they had ice hockey numbers. Yeah,
but he finally reversed. He finally had a good reverse on me because I always make fun of him. I'm like, dude, I would drop 50 on your shitty team.
Yeah.
I would destroy your team.
Definitely would.
So I was like, Dad, the other team had this girl that was 6'3 that just fucked them up. Oh. And I was like, dude, I'm 6'3. I would murder your team. He's like, Shane, you got a weird fantasy about playing with high school girls. You need to focus on the road. Because I was driving. He's like, see ya. And hung up. Oh, yeah, I was like, Dave, you finally reversed it. Because normally, yeah, just call him a pervert the whole time for being around girls' high school basketball.
Does he know who Bucky Gills is?
I don't know, probably.
Send him a Bucky Gills article.
Who's that?
Bucky Gills. I used to go to his basketball camp. He was the guy who allegedly squirted shampoo on his girls' basketball team in the shower. Yeah.
Oh, so, they were naked in the shower and he came in and was...
I think he was horsing around. He was like, ladies, great playing out there. Maybe it was like a champagne over the shoulder thing. hit him with some Pert Plus. That was the alleged thing, that he was being indecent.
Really indecent.
I think there might have been, don't quote me, I think there might have been butt slaps. Like, get out there, like, smack on the butt.
All right, that's
forgivable.
Sense.
That's sports. But yeah, a little celebratory squirt of Pert Plus.
While they're in the shower, coming in and spraying them?
That's what people were saying.
Soaping them up.
That's what people were saying, dude. You were soaping them up. You can't soap up the squad, dude.
I've been so afraid of my dad fucking soaping up the squad. Oh, my God. He's so embarrassing, dude.
You should send him an article and be like, dude, let it be a cautionary tale.
Yeah, dude. That's Icarus. That's Icarus, dude. Drake is Icarus.
Oh,
he's flying way too close to the sun right now.
Gibson came out against it.